calls and spaces comments from our radio stations. So we have a few breaks here. Some stations don't join us for 5 minutes. This is a short segment. Let's do another spaces, Chase.
Okay, let's go to Miss Lou. We tried to get to you yesterday, but it didn't get around to it. Miss Lou, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, thank you, Chase. Thank you, Alex. This has been most entertaining. If Biden is the best president in history, then why would they kill him?
Oh, God. Exactly.
Anyway,
we're engaged in disinfo, taking random people on air.
Oh, I know.
That's how it starts.
By the way, Alex, I'm 71 years old and love your products, but that's the end of that.
Love
noise.
You too.
Okay, here's the thing. Chuck Schumer famously said the IC will get you 6 ways from Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing. Pelosi said, I believe this morning, that whatever Biden decides to do, and you know, she is the mouthpiece for the party, she said that we will go with whatever he wants. My opinion is that they will let him get through the presidency, the stolen presidency, and we're going to all have to figure out how we deal with that. That I think they'll let him get through, and then the fun's going to start, unless they do an October surprise that might involve a God knows what.
You got an amazing voice and great brain too. Continue.
Oh, well, anyway, so that's my thought on it. I don't know if they will. It's certainly part of their wheelhouse, their tools. But I think they're being very careful because they've got a constitutional, even though they don't give a damn about the Constitution, they've got millions of Democrats who put him in and primaried him. So they've got a real problem. And they know it, and they've reacted too late to all of this. Now, Cloney's coming on, you know, he's another princely spokesperson saying, oh, he's got to go. But then Pelosi says, no, we're going to let him decide. None of them seem to be on one plate, and that's unusual for Democrats.
No, I agree. They're usually totally unified. They're in total disarray.
Usually they have the same sentence and the same verbiage. Now they don't. So that is a red flag right there. But anyway, I'll land the plane.
Well, do you want to apologize?
Much.
No, Miss Lou.
Oh.
But you know, This is how the evil starts, though, asking questions. You know, the New York Times said doing your own research is bad. So do you want to apologize for calling in and speaking?
Well, let me say George Washington apologized to King George for asking questions about British rule.
No, he didn't. I was being sarcastic about the last lady. I wasn't trying to be mean to her.
I know you were. I know you were. Listen, there's one thing. There's a book out, and I thought of her, and it's called The Indoctrinated Brain, and it's by Dr. Niels. And Yuri Bezmenov spoke about this, too. There is a point where the brain, specifically many, unfortunately, Democrats are in this because they've been educated since the early part of this century to think in a communist mode. And they just, you can tell them the sun is out and clearly it's a night sky. And no, they don't agree.
Yeah, my wife 2 days ago went to get her nails done. And it's totally blue skies. The hurricane's already in Arkansas, 800 miles away. It's totally blue sky. And the woman says, be safe in the storm. And my wife looked out the windows at the little nail shop. And she said, it's not raining. And she said, well, still be careful. It's like, the media says there's a hurricane, but yeah, it's 800 miles away. It's already in another state, but you just buy it. My wife got really freaked out by that.
Yeah, it's insanity, and we're all going to have to learn how to deal with it.
Well, it's like Grandma said, though, asking questions is beginning. That's the beginning of the evils. My wife should have said, God, it's 100-mile-an-hour winds out there. I'm going to have to stay in here. Like, no wind, blue sky, hurricane, you know, 800 miles away. But it's the end of the world. All right. Thank you so much. Great points. How do people follow you on X?
Oh, I'm just Miss Lou. And I also am another one called Lapinda because I got banned by another one. Apparently, I talk about the CCP too much. So they put me
I don't like that.
They put me in Twitter jail. But Miss Lou is fine.
All right. Back in 60 seconds. Got to join some radio stations. We'll come back with more callers and more spaces, commenters. But we got to stop asking questions, Chase.
Yeah. I quit. I'm going to work for Brian Stelter.
Well, like when I walk out my house in the day, I shouldn't say, where am I going to drive? What am I going to, even a shirt? What shirt are you going to put on? Don't ask the question. Thinking starts with the questions. You disavow questioning?
Yes.
No more questions. Never think. We'll be right back.
No. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I want to thank MAGA Grandma Pam Hemphill for calling in. And I mean that. We want people from the left to call in and tell us how asking questions is how the evil begins. And now we're putting out this info. We're just taking your calls. I'm not trying to be mean to her, but imagine the mind space that lady's in, believing we're the establishment. No, we're the rebels, sweetheart. We're under total attack. 99% of billionaire money goes to Biden. Trump gets $45 donations on average. I mean, you could say we're bad rebels, but you can't say we're not the rebels, sweetie. How do you even respond to that?
I just can't get over this obsession with Project 2025. Why are they so obsessed with it? I guess it's a straw man argument. They just set up this thing that's made by people that Trump knows. He knows everybody.
Yeah, every Republican group always puts out their platform on this.
Yeah, and it's different than the RNC platform. So they're not attacking the RNC platform.
But Trump has his for years.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
So they just change it around, and that, you know, that's why I said Trump shouldn't even respond to it. And they're like, no, we're smart to respond. Yeah. I think I'm right at the end of the day. I wouldn't even respond. I'd be like, all right, I want to go to Nigel and Gerald and Carl and Sean and Kyle and everybody else. But let's go to some more spaces.
Okay. Well, I just added Nick Sordor as a speaker here.
We love Nick. Calling in live from Mordor.
Yeah, let's see if he's still there. Nick, can you unmute yourself and say what you have to say, sir?
Yeah, I didn't mean to jump in here, but, you know, I'm hearing today, obviously, the first thing that I heard when I woke up is that George Clooney, you guys may have already talked about this and I may have missed it, but George Clooney coming out and saying that Joe Biden needs to step down. I don't believe that George Clooney woke up this morning and was like, you know what? I think maybe, you know, even after that $14 million fundraiser I threw for Joe Biden, now I think he needs to step down. I don't think this was something that just popped into his head all of a sudden or an epiphany that he had. He takes his marching orders from Barack Obama. That's where I think we are at this point. I think Obama is the one that made that phone call to George Clooney saying...
Oh, I totally agree, Nick. You know, but do you want to apologize for asking questions? You hear the earlier commenter? The evil starts when you ask questions, Nick.
Yeah, well, you know, that's when they start putting people in jail. You know, they start hitting Tucker Carlson and stuff on that. Like, Tucker Carlson, well, you know, he has too many questions. He's not allowed to ask those questions.
Well, let's go back to your point. Obama comes out a week ago and says, well, I'm not totally against Biden. And I said, guys, his surrogates, he's behind it. You're right. Clooney is his guy, comes out against him. So the big question is, Nick, you're a smart guy, one of the top, you know, shows on X here with millions of views a day. Listeners, what do you think they're going to do? 25th Amendment, kill him, or just let him go in and replace him later?
Well, you know what? At this point, it seems like it's the Biden family versus the world. You can tell, you know, you just saw the video, I don't know, if a few minutes ago that it came out of Nancy Pelosi walking down the hallway in Congress asking that poor reporter, you know, saying, oh, well, do you not speak English? You know, so I'm not talking about this right now. And, you know, so you know where all of these people are, regardless of if they're acting like they're backing Biden. They're not actually backing Biden. So it's if you've got Hunter Biden and Jill Biden gatekeeping, I don't know what they're going to end up having to do. Everybody knows, you know, I don't believe that all these people are stupid. I don't think that Nancy Pelosi is stupid either. Nancy Pelosi knows that Joe Biden can't win. It's just, what do they have on him to get him out?
Yeah, and none of them are willing to stick their neck out and be the one that brings him down because they'll get repercussions from his camp. Then you got the earlier later, the MAGA grandma calling in saying he's the greatest president ever. I don't see how he stays in, Nick. What do you think?
What happened to her?
What do you think, Nick? I mean, how long do you think Biden can hang on?
Oh, my God. I give it another 7 to 10 days. I think that's about it at this point. You know, I mean, it's already been, you know, almost 2 weeks since the debate, and it's been in a spiral ever since then. It's not gotten any better. They thought that they were going to be able to do the George Stephanopoulos interview, and, you know, maybe that was going to pull them back out of it.
Because and then George he told Stoltenberg, the head of NATO, I just banged your wife. Sorry.
But, you know, the George Stephanopoulos interview, Alex, didn't do anything, any favors for Joe Biden. And then you see George Stephanopoulos in that leaked TMZ video yesterday saying that he doesn't think that Joe Biden can serve another 4 years. I don't think that George just told some random guy on the street that he was. I mean, that was totally
staged,
planned out.
Staged.
That was strategic. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. What do you make of them, the Defense Department spokesperson and the White House spokesperson, both calling him big boy? I mean, they are literally letting him know you better go away.
I mean, it's crazy. You have Karine Jean-Pierre and John Kirby yesterday both talking about the big boy press conference that's coming up this week. And it's
tomorrow.
Like, it's
almost we're doing a special spaces with you if you want to be. I'm sure you're doing one too. Whenever the big boy, do we know when the big boy conference is? He said it was Thursday, the NATO press conference tomorrow. Guys, look up what time the big boy conference is. We're doing live coverage. If it's during Owen's show, I'll be in there. If it's in the morning, I'll be there. Whatever show it is, I'm going to be there live during the big boy press conference. Because usually it's, you know, handwritten card or typed out cards. Nick, what are you predicting for the big boy press conference?
I think it's going to be an absolute clown show, as it usually is. I mean, you know, when you say big boy press conference, what is it going to be? What does that mean for Joe Biden? That means they've already got the pre-selected, pre-scripted questions that they've given to the media. We heard that last week. If you remember, he did that that call-in radio show.
Oh, this
there
is
going to
be a political firing squad.
You think so?
They usually give him pre-written when they say big boy. I think because they're undermining him, I think they let the press attack. What do you think? I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, yeah, if it runs that deep to the point where you have Karine Jean-Pierre and such, who was obviously going to be managing that entire big boy press conference, if she is in on the undermining now, if that's what you're alluding to,
yes,
then yeah, it's going to be an absolute firing squad.
How long do you think big boy stands up there?
Oh, my God. I don't think, I mean, it depends on what time he goes up there. It's got to be between 10 and 4. If he goes up there after 10 o'clock in the morning, then, you know, maybe I'll give him 15 minutes at the very most. I mean, the George Stephanopoulos one was, they called it a long form interview, and that interview lasted less than 15 minutes. So, if
well, that's right. They say he can go. They say he can go 4 minutes without before he does a gaffe.
Oh, geez. The president of the United States, everyone.
As I was asking the crew, are you checking? When is the big boy press conference? Tomorrow. When is Biden's NATO press conference? I want to know. All eyes on the big boy. Nick, anything else?
No, sir, but I'll be in D.C. tomorrow. Hopefully, maybe we'll see how close I can get to some of these people, ask them some questions.
Watch out for that hurricane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
All right, I'm not getting any feedback from the crew. Like all the king's horses, all the king's men. Can we find out when? I'll look it up. When is Biden's big press conference? You'd think we'd know that. Or are they not announced when Big Boy's going to do it? God, think of the name they cooked up, Big Boy.
Was it supposed to be like a play on the little boy atom bomb?
No, Big Boy. That's fat man, little man. Little boy, fat man. The bombs are dropping there on Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Yeah.
No, it's like when a kid finally goes to the potty and wears Big Boy clothes. They go, look, he's a big boy.
You're patronizing him.
Like he's a toddler.
Yeah. Well, you answered all the questions, Joe.
You did such a good job. All right. I'm getting mad. I'm getting OCD. I want to know the time of the big boy conference. I'm jealous Nick's going to be there for the big boy press conference. All right. Let's take a call from callers. Nigel in Houston, you're on the air about will they kill Biden? Will they 25th Amendment him? Or will he continue for 4 years as our Lord and Savior?
I don't believe that at all. I have a completely different opinion, Alex. I think personally, they're going to keep Biden in. They want him to lose on purpose. The deep state want to already have on the back burner a civil war, a pandemic, the crashing of the economy, the bringing in of digital currency. What a perfect way. It's a trap. You said earlier on that Trump can't believe how well it's going. It's a trap. So when Trump gets the Senate and the Congress, everybody's going to jump for joy, and they're going to throw all this at us, and he'll be labeled the worst president ever. You'll never see a Republican in power ever again. And that's my opinion.
Well, definitely they want to demoralize us and they want to get us to accept failure. I mean, I think that's the case. But I don't think they're all powerful. I don't think the globalists are all powerful.
No, no. But what I'm trying to say is they just want to keep Biden in so they can tank America at the end of it when President Trump and blame President Trump. They're going to Biden.
No, no, I agree with you. I think that's the plan if Trump gets in. And by the way, I'm searching too. They have not announced when Big Boy is giving the press conference tomorrow.
Right, right. And the other thing is when you look at all these Democrats, they go to these closed meetings and they all want they want Biden out. You know why they want Biden out? They want Biden out because they're all going to lose their jobs. And when they all come out, they've all been told Biden's staying in because we have a plan. And the plan is we're going to let Trump win and we're going to crash America and blame Trump. That's what I believe.
Well, God bless you. Great points, Nigel. Anything else? By the way, they're just saying tomorrow afternoon, all eyes will be on the Big Boy tomorrow at Infowars.com/show and Real Alex Jones on X. What were you going to say, Nigel?
Hey, God bless you, Alex. I've been listening to you for many, many years, and keep going, brother. Thank you.
Thanks for putting up with me. You're really awesome. Thank you. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Carl in Idaho. Then we'll go back to the Spaces commenters. Go ahead, Carl.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Welcome.
How you doing?
Well, you're asking a question, and you heard MAGA Grandma. You're not allowed to do that. So that's how it starts.
I wouldn't want you to think for yourself.
It's starting right now. Oh, you're thinking. Talking. That's disinfo. I'm not trying to be mean to her, but think of the cult programming. We have a random open phone. She calls in, and we're disinfo. Like,
You're the bad guy somehow. So, anyways, the point I wanted to make was, you know, they didn't even, you know, they want to smoke this guy politically and or physically.
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't even send in a body double for the debate.
I agree, and they've got them. They found repeatedly in the White House parking lot the body double. And there's videos. Yeah. I agree. Look, my gut is they kill him. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying, or they 25th Amendment. But go ahead. I'm going to shut up.
Yeah. So at least if you send in a body double, you could say do 60% of the debate and look halfway normal. But they sent in the real deal. You know, and that's how you know it's game over. And then after that, everybody flipped on the guy. CNN, ABC, you know he's done Zito Burrito, bro. You know what I mean? So here's the thing. I give the guy 60 days. And then after that, he's going to choke on pudding. They're going to give him a cup of pudding. Maybe 10 hours later, Gee Jolly Rogers, the guy's not here anymore.
I used to sit in the pool and had blonde hair and stand up, and the roaches would come over.
Yeah.
Roaches would, and Corn Pop, he was a bad dude. That's like 5 years ago.
Well, it's senior abuse at this point. You know.
Here's one of the Biden body doubles sneaking out of the White House right here.
You know, I mean, what can I say? So, two last things. False flag. They're going to blame somebody from a Trump, and they're going to say, oh, Trump did it. He sent somebody out, some Looney Tune, that they're going to get all wound up, you know, some plant.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Look, if I was them, and I'm not them. I don't think like this. I don't want to do this, but I can think like them. Okay, they kill Biden blaming on us. I just think they may not do it because they're so badly coordinated now. They're not all powerful, but that's their smartest move. God bless you, sir. Thanks for the call, Carl. Chase Geiser, comments?
Well, what do you think about them killing Biden and then blaming it not on Trump supporters, but on Russia? What if they claim that?
Oh,
Russia
that's what I meant.
Yeah. Right into World War III.
Oh, no, they've said the Russians and the Biden, the Russians and the Trump supporters are going to cut the power off.
Well, it's just insane. Do you want to go to a Spaces speaker?
Let's do that.
All right, let's go to Lala.
Wait, hold on a minute. Don't go to Lala yet. You just asked a question. That's how it starts. Should we go to a Spaces commenter?
Yeah, I shouldn't have even asked.
Woo, we got caught, dude, in disinfo. Like, we're taking random speakers and callers. There is nothing more unfreedom than that. Nothing more rigged than random callers from the public. Man, we really rigged this one, Chase. Let's go to the... Yeah, we're really bad right now. I'm going to apologize right now. Sorry, go ahead. I'm not trying to be mean to her, but we're bad because we take random calls. Go ahead.
Yeah, so my question that I have popping up in my mind is basically, Who's the puppet? It doesn't matter who the next puppet is if we don't remove the puppet master, the ones pulling the strings, who are, I don't know, a bunch of little weasels.
There you go again, asking questions. That's how it starts. All right, I'm going to stop making that joke. You're right. Exactly. He's just a puppet. People are like, Jones, Bilderberg. But the point is, he's their front man, so that's why we're pointing it out. Exactly. So what are you saying about the Minions?
Okay, so basically we need to get rid of the puppet masters, the little weasels, because we need a full reformation of the entire system, which is bringing us back to our sovereignty. So this is where the divine intervention comes in again, because it is biblical that someone is not fit to be a leader if their family is not in order. So if their own household is not in order and they've got assault charges and it's a babysitter who is committing adultery as the wife and all this other garbage, they are not biblically fit to be leaders. So if you look at Trump's family, his entire family is in order. They're wonderful people. They're fighting for sovereignty. They're all on the same page. They're united as a family. So,
and Jordan Peterson always says, Jordan Peterson always says, make your bed, stand up straight. Not that I'm perfect. I do it most days. But he's right. And so if you know about Trump, let me just give you a little newsflash. Neurotic level cleanliness, focus, organization, the whole family. Because if you can't have your own house in order, and by the way, people go to my house, they go, God, you can get off the floor. It's organized, but nothing like Trump. Trump, it's next level. And people are like, well, that's neurotic. Well, would you rather have someone that neurotically is in order or in disorder? Sorry, go ahead. Like Biden's garage, just an explosion of secret documents, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So if you look at a leader, you look at the followers, you will see their leader. So look who's the leader right now and look at all the fentanyl problems and all this other garbage going on because they are following the leader. So if we want to have a good society, we need a good leader. And that good leader also believes in our sovereignty, which is why we need a complete reformation of the entire system so that we can't have little weasels pulling the puppet strings anymore. We can remove that entirely by reforming the system, using a lot of what Elon has with the Everything app, these kinds of things. We can implement a solid system where a weasel can't take over again and chew all the cords and wreck the entire program, basically.
Well, I totally agree with you, Lala, except don't be mean to weasels.
Okay, I'll try. Okay, I'm going to land it there, and I'll put my hand up again when I...
All right, thank you so much. Great point. You want to comment on what she said? Really good points.
Well, I think everything that she said is totally reasonable. What baffled me as she spoke was she mentioned that we need a good leader who believes in American sovereignty. And it just occurred to me as she said that, I can't believe we've arrived at a place where
now we have to ask for that.
But yeah, we're like, what? I mean, it used to be that the Democrats and
like, folks, we live in a city, but you have your house and your car, and the WF says, no, you don't own a car, your kids aren't yours. They're telling you you have nothing. No, you better have your own identity or you have nothing.
Yeah.
There has to be walls for a reason.
Well, you remember when Democrats and Republicans would debate over which policies were best for America? And now the debate is about whether or not to even put America first. Like, that's what's so obnoxious to me about this. And Milton Friedman said it best. He said something to the effect of, do you think that people aren't greedy in collectivist civilizations just because they're communist? I mean, everybody's greedy. Human nature is universal.
It just takes competition out, so you're screwed.
Right. And so the point is, the reason that our leaders are selling out our country is not because we've had this new wave of altruism and globalist utopian sentiments and goodwill for the human species, like they claim. The reason that they're selling out our country for globalist interests is because it's personally benefiting the political class. They are lining their pockets with it.
And they've created such a destabilized situation, they've got to build bunkers. Like, you're not smart if you're building a civilization. You run, and you got to dig a hole in the ground, dumbass.
Good point.
I mean, come on. You're not a real aristocrat. Let's go back to spaces.
Okay, let's go to Chief. Chief, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say.
Thanks, Chase. Hey, Alex. First, love the supplements, in particular right now, Turbo Force. Anybody needs a boost midway through the day, never seen a product like that. You know, as I hear these speakers, great speakers, you know, 117 days out from the election, in my opinion, is an eternity. when you listen to the guys like Mike Benz and obviously the great Gerald Celente, what do they say, Alex? When all else fails, what do? They
take it to
war. You know,
by the way, Gerald's coming up in 35 minutes.
What a legend. You know, and if you look at what this is, they said today with the F-16s with Russia, yep. if you look at the landscape for the opportunity for false flags in the next 3 to 4 months, you know, I think obviously everybody needs to be on their toes, have their cell phones available at all times.
Oh, but, yeah. I was driving to work this morning thinking, what if a nuke goes off? How do I get to my family? We're literally in that ballpark.
It's a perfect storm. You know, Alex, you always reference the threat escalation through RAND Corporation. I don't even know where we're at on that ladder right now, but obviously with whether it's the Palestinian Israel, whether it's the Middle East, which is obviously always a tinderbox, it's obviously a spiritual versus psychological warfare dynamic right now. And thankfully that Elon bought this platform and gives you and folks like Tucker and other individuals huge platforms and opportunity to, you know, expose this stuff. I'll make one point, then I'll hop off. Mike Benz, you know, has made a couple really good points. You know, there's obviously a lot of panic in the Democratic Party. There's especially with the leadership. But one thing that he has said also that is concerning is that there's not a sense of urgency between the intelligence community. They kind of don't even seem like they're worried about anything happening. So, you know, I think that anything can happen these next 3-4 months. I wouldn't be surprised if something happened to, again, postpone this election to make all of what we're discussing be a moot point.
Oh, I agree. I think everything's on the table.
No, I think so. And now, let me ask you this. Obviously, with them pushing Biden out in front of the masses, that terrible debate performance, do you feel like this is part of their demoralization process of like, hey, this is who our leader is and we still have control of you? Or is it the process of them having to undermine him so they can have him removed?
Yeah, the globalists aren't as powerful as we think. Back when they had 3 channels and people were asleep, I mean, people 100 years ago were on farms and they had radio, we had TV, people got mesmerized. So the trance, the spell is broken. And so they can game stuff, they can silo people, they can manipulate with AI. But at the end of the day, people are waking up. And so they wanted Biden because he was the most corrupt. They thought they could make him step down. He won't. And so I think you're seeing, I know we're seeing discoordination, uncoordinated events, a very confused group, and a massive landslide for Trump. And so I think it's the latter. They are losing right now, and they're losing everywhere. And all they have is fraud, election fraud, and crime left.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think we're headed towards a perfect storm. And as Roger Stone said earlier, and he stated for many months, pray all you can, folks.
Absolutely. We're in incredibly dangerous times. Back in just a few minutes with more callers and speakers on X. I'm Alex Jones with Chase Geyser. War Room coming up. But first, next hour, Gerald Celente.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. he already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice, and silver's gone up, and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. KirkElliottPreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, we are back live broadcasting worldwide, and we have one of the Lord Krasenstein brothers in the spaces here, one of the kings of X, who we all obviously want to go to here. I'm just saying, what will the deep state do? They want Biden out. All the Obama surrogates, George Clooney want him out. Will they 25th Amendment him? Could he be assassinated? A few callers have humored me and kind of mentioned it. I'm just asking questions here. We're uncensored. We're unfiltered. We got callers calling into the show. We've got people on X. Chase Geiser's helping run the X space. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, so I personally think that there's probably a better chance than not that he will end up dropping out in the next couple of weeks. I don't believe all the deep state garbage that you talk about, Alex, but I do think that the dam is probably starting to break a little bit. And as lame as it seems, I think George Clooney coming out today was probably a decent push. I think that his influence within the circles of the left, I think he does have influence there. I think that Biden is kind of in a bubble right now, surrounded by people that want him to stay, probably for their own personal benefit. I personally would vote for Biden over Trump. I'm sure you know that. But I don't think that Biden is the best candidate to defeat Trump in November.
Well, Brian, I want to get your take, but let's cover the first thing you said. You don't buy the deep state garbage. I have New York Times headlines saying the deep state's real and it's good. It turns out the deep state is actually kind of awesome. Are you saying there isn't a permanent bureaucracy that doesn't like Donald Trump?
I think that you're probably right that there's people within the bureaucracy that don't like Donald Trump, just like there's people that don't like Joe Biden and don't like every other candidate politician. Do I think that they're colluding together, conspiring together to try and take somebody out or even worse, assassinate them? No.
Okay, but I mean, it's not garbage to say the Democratic Party is its own permanent bureaucracy, and they seem to be throwing up and trying to, like Biden's a bad piece of food. They're over the toilet, hugging the toilet right now, right? I mean, they want him gone.
You know, I think it's kind of split. I think there's some people within the party who want him to stick around, probably for selfish reasons, while I think there's the realists in the party who realize that he's probably not the best candidate to defeat Trump in November, and they'd rather push somebody else and get somebody in there that's younger and that would appeal to a younger base and a more independent base.
Yeah, but why do they suddenly want to get rid of him? Because he's making a total fool of himself.
I honestly think the debate, the debate, it showed that he's definitely slowing. And up until that point, I think there were questions. I think there were some things that were pushed by the right media that were questionable. But I think that he's definitely slowing and he's showing his age. And I don't think that his administration can't perform the duties of president. I think that they can do that just fine. But I do think that leading up to November, it's going to hurt him immensely. And if the Democrats really want a chance at beating Trump, I think they need to replace him, put somebody else, get somebody else in there.
But my butt's been wiped. My butt's been wiped.
I'm glad you hear that, Alex.
Now, you've seen him say that, right?
I didn't see that.
Brian, let me ask you, what do you think Biden's greatest gaffe was? It saying he had sex with Stoltenberg's wife, or what's his best gaffe?
Come on. He didn't say that. It sounded like he said that. I think that his biggest gaffe was just the debate in general. I think that he messed up. He showed his age.
Just the vacant stare? What do you make of both the press secretary and the defense spokesperson calling him big boy?
I don't know where that originated from. Did they say that because somebody called him that before?
Yeah, but they were openly distancing themselves from him. I think that's clear.
I do think that there's some people within the party that are definitely trying to gently nudge him in the direction, which is drop out of the election. But I do think that he's going to be stubborn. He's come pretty far. I mean, we're only 4 months out. I think that there's the argument that it's too close to the election, but I don't think that. I would think that other candidates would definitely do better than he would against Trump.
So do you think? So what's your prediction? I'm not saying it's your prediction, but dead reckoning. Does the 25th Amendment him, or does he die in office magically? You know, choking on a apricot seed, or do they? He wins the election, and then they replace him after that.
So I have no doubt that if Biden was to win the election, and I'll get back to your original question, if he was to win the election, I have no doubt that he would turn over the reins to Harris probably within 2 or 3 years. I think that's probably the plan within the party.
2 or 3 years? Can you imagine? He'll be like...
Well, at max. And I think that... They're gonna try and convince him. The people within the party, the Democratic Party, will try and convince him. They're not gonna use the 25th Amendment. They're not gonna assassinate him. It will be his own decision after, I think, a lot of pressure from the party. And I'd say that's probably about a 50% chance. Right now, I say 50-50 that he either stays in the race or drops out.
Well, my predictions are rarely wrong. And I said a week ago, I think by like the 21st, he will stay in as the president. But I believe he will, and maybe I'm wrong, I believe he pulls out by like the 21st or so.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to resign as president. I think that if he's dropped out, and I think the 21st would probably be a decent deadline, I think he would just drop out and stay president until January of next year.
How do you think this affects the Trump campaign?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's helping them right now. I think if he was to drop out, I think the Trump campaign would dislike that. I think they want him to stay in.
I do.
And as a Democrat, that makes me want him to drop out too, because obviously them wanting him to drop out means that they're more afraid of somebody else.
Well, Trump got caught on that video last week. He said he thinks Kamala's better. I think he might be wrong, actually.
I personally think that Harris would probably do slightly better than Biden would right now.
If you can put a sentence together.
Well, I think number one, she appeals to a younger base. She will appeal to independents who are like, oh God, this guy's too old. And like you said, she can speak better. She's not the greatest speaker, but she can definitely kind of push her ideologies out there a lot better than Biden can right now.
All right, Brian, stay there. I want you to respond to this new clip that's just happened like in the last hour. Biden grabs the mic, starts flipping out, and they cut the feed. Here's a clip.
I promised I was going to have a candidate look like America. And it does. More minorities, more women, more labor. I'm serious. Think about it. That's who we are. That's why we're strong. We're diverse. We're strong. We got to stop looking at it like it's a problem.
It's a really good camera person. That Biden running camera. Brian, you got comments on that?
Well, I think that at this point, I think the tides have turned. And I think that the media, left and right, every little gaffe he has, they're going to focus on it and draw attention to his age. So that's why I think that it would be best if he turned things over to somebody else, because it's not going to get better from here. The media is going to keep doing this until the election, and it's just going to hurt him more and more as we move forward.
All right. Well, Brian Krasenstein, very interesting. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. I think that probably the next couple of weeks, I think we'll probably get more clarity whether he's going to stay in or he's not. I think we're going to have
but
more.
But if you were betting, because I already placed my bet, and maybe I'm wrong, I think he's gone by the 21st. Are you betting with me, or are you betting against that?
I think it's 50-50. Actually, Polymarket, if you go to Polymarket, the wagering platform, I think it's 53% chance that he'll drop out before the election. I think that's pretty accurate right now.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Very interesting. Glad he called in.
His brother joined too, if you want to.
Well, let's talk to him.
Ed, do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably say the odds right now are slightly lower than that. I'd probably say maybe 35% chance he drops out. I think, you know, he had that opportunity. I think it would have been the best shot to drop out, 2 weeks ago, 1.5 weeks ago, maybe, right after the debate. And he doubled down and staying in. So I don't know. I find it hard to believe that he'll drop out right now. I think he should have done it previously if that's what he was going to do.
But there's only so much runway, right? And plus the money belongs to him and Kamala. So I don't – how much runway
– and the runway is getting shorter, right? So that's why I think, you know, he had the chance to do it a couple weeks ago and didn't. And instead he doubled down on staying in. So that's why I think the odds of him dropping out now are around 30 to 40%, not 50 to 60.
I thought it was like 80% a week ago, and I might be wrong. I may be proven wrong, and I'll be happy to admit it coming up the 21st. So do you think Trump is right that Kamala is better for him than Biden? I don't even know that's true.
Better for Trump? I think Kamala's worse for Trump. I think Kamala has a better chance of beating Trump than Biden at this point.
I agree with that. Who do you think it should be, the replacement candidate?
Well, I think it has to be Kamala. Otherwise, this Democratic Party would self-destruct.
Yeah.
Well, buses go here, buses go there. That's what buses do. I wonder if she'll have Willie Brown as her vice president.
Oh, my God. I don't do that anymore, Willie. I'm the boss now.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's about it. Thanks, Alex.
All right, thank you. I love going on the shows with those guys. They're very interesting.
I like the Krasenstein clones. They're cool.
I always think that when I'm hanging out with them on air, you know, I feel like I'm in the Dr. Seuss book.
Thing one, thing two.
How'd you know? There they are.
At least, see, the thing about the Krasensteins that I like
is they'll engage in debate.
That's different. They'll engage in debate, but they're polite. They're nice. I mean, we went out and had beers with them after the debate here. That's the difference. There's so many leftists. Even my own close friends have abandoned me over my political beliefs, but the Krasensteins will have a beer with me.
I'm actually dating both Krasensteins.
What's that like?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's the greatest, you know. I'm being sarcastic, folks. That's a joke.
Did you say you were married to Tim Pool for several years?
Yeah. Yep, there they are. Look, top talk show host on that. That's us trying to argue with them. All right, let's go to Sean in Colorado, then in other spaces. Sean on the phone, go ahead.
Well, I don't think they're going to kill Biden, and here's why. The whole idea, and another caller nailed it. I mean, the thing is you guys got to understand that they're throwing him under the bus now. They're throwing Biden under the bus now, and just now finally admitting that he's whacked out of his mind because they're ready to get rid of him. Because, you know, not just because they now finally admit, you know, or now found out that he's, you know, mental. I mean, they've known for a very long time. They've been dragging him across the finish line. He stole an election to bring this country to its knees, which he did very successfully, and now it's time for him to almost gracefully bow out. So the Democrats have no interest in running this time, and you can clearly see that. They're just going to quietly step out of the way and let Trump get in and win in a landslide victory. And I talked to you about this a couple years ago, how it's all going to just collapse on his watch. Once the central bank digital currency is mandatory and cash is gone, that's it. It's a wrap. And that's when they're going to go after the Patriots.
No, I'm sure that you're right. I think they're going to let Trump get in because of the landslide. They can't stop him. And they're going to blame Trump for the collapse. And Trump's even said that. They go, oh, Trump wants a collapse. No, he said, I hope the collapse happens before I get in instead of later because I'll get the blame. He understands he could mitigate it and fix a lot of it. Not perfectly. It's going to be a crash landing. But a survivable one if he gets in. But if it happens after, if it plunges 2 months into his administration, Chase or Sean, what's going to happen?
Well, I warned you about this a couple of years ago, how I believe, and this is just my personal opinion, how obviously Jared Kushner is like the weakest link to his administration. If he's going to be involved, you can guarantee. I mean, I just don't see how he's anybody but the Antichrist at this point. He's running the Abraham Accords peace deal.
Wait a minute. He paid double for 666 Park Avenue. You think he might be a bad guy? I'm being sarcastic, Sean.
Hello?
I think we might have lost him.
Sean, I didn't hang up on you. Well, Trump has distanced himself from Kushner, which is a big positive thing. And I don't dislike Kushner because he's Jewish. By the way, he doesn't look like any Jew I've ever seen. He looks like Clark Kent or something, like a tall alien version of it. But yeah, the Kushner thing creeps the living daylights out of me. Like he was in with Google, double dealing, undermining Trump, leaking.
Definitely had a subversive vibe, too.
Oh, he's a liberal.
Yeah.
And so is Trump's daughter. And I'm not trying to be mean here, but I'm not in a Trump ass-kicking cult or ass-kissing cult. I am in a Trump ass-kicking cult.
Sometimes. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's you got to be fair about when there's mistakes made. And
well, we're not Democrats. At least I'm not. I'm not in some cult where I just worship whoever the leader is. I like Trump, though. Let's go back to spaces.
All right. Let's go to it's Sol Goodman. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
I think, Alex, long time. And Chase, I'm listening to your book right now. So it's really good so far.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
As well as Jeremy Carl's book, which has been good as well. And so I think you're right about Kushner. Those guys, you know, even if they have some subversive plot, let's say, you know, Ivanka and Jared, I think they are they're definitely not as populist as Trump or as like most of us would like to be. I think as far as Biden, I think the left, like you said, might almost prefer, or not necessarily prefer, but kind of are licking their wounds preemptively for a Trump defeat. But we never know.
Well, let's Democrats be clear. They're not all powerful. They just try to jump on situations. The deep state's not that strong, folks. Every day they lose power.
Yeah, oh, of course. And you know, with especially with X having a broader reach now and all of us not being censored anymore, you know, this is my fifth Twitter account, I think. But, you know, our message is getting out a lot more. And I even see it in the streets, guys, with people I know personally who were pretty staunch Democrats throughout their life.
I went to eat Mexican food late last night because I was exhausted. Got home about 7, took an hour nap. We had a nanny late, which only happens a few days a week. My wife gets me up at like 8:30. We go to the Mexican restaurant. I'm at 9 o'clock at night in a Mexican food restaurant. And it's still full of people. And I'm sitting there in a booth listening to 3 tables talk crap about Biden, and 2 tables were Democrats saying they're sick of him. So everyone around me is talking trash about Biden. Then the waiter walks, follows us out to shake my hand outside, says he's a huge listener, used to be a Democrat. I mean, they got a problem.
Well, I think, Alex, a lot of this has to do with financial issues, too. The Democrats have been talking for a long time now and lying, right? Saying, oh, the economy is so great, just solely based on the stock market. Well, that's not doing enough for people. So
the stock market is the place, like real estate, to hide inflation.
Exactly. So I think that they are, they're you know, as cliche as it sounds, gaslighting us on that particularly.
Yeah, the stock market and, is an inflationary sink. What matters is how much does your food and electricity and power and transportation cost, and that's off the hook high.
And then they go to the wages of the poorest among us as the measuring stick, whereas I know far too many people personally who are doing DoorDash that, you know, have seen pay increases in their full-time jobs, and just it's not making it.
Well, that's what's happened. You've got a lot of folks dropping out being lazy, but then the workers are all working 3 jobs.
Yeah, 3 crappy jobs instead of 1 good job to make ends meet.
And so I think there's this shift financially where people are sick of it. They're sick of trading equality for their quality of life. And I think that's what it comes down to. And they're like, well, it's more important for me to be fiscally sound than it is to be a nice
Great point. I can talk to you 10 hours. We got to move quick to get to everybody. Let's go to another caller on InfoWars lines. Let's talk to Kyle in Pennsylvania. Kyle, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I was on the topic of Biden. I don't think there's going to be an election. And this is what a Pennsylvania senator told me.
By the way, so I want you to start over. We're getting a lot of that from callers, and I've recognized the knowledge of the crowd, and I've been hearing a lot of that, so elaborate.
Yeah, I mean, whether it was a Freudian slip or they actually know what's going on, but I really don't think there's going to be an election. And if I could just expand on that, I think the other caller was correct.
Well, they already tried to take Biden, Trump off the ballot. They've already got all these criminal charges. They're starting World War III. They've already done a deadly virus. Yeah, why wouldn't they? So let me ask you, go back to the senator and explain why you think it's going to happen.
I personally think, you know, if Schumer and Pelosi went to Biden and said, hey, listen, you got 2 options here. We're either going to put a hit out on you like we did on Hoffa, or you can continue taking DNC money, or we're going to put your son in jail. You get to decide.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. What I don't understand about this conversation around stopping an election, I don't understand how they could possibly do it.
Bird flu.
It doesn't mean that they can't, but the
cyber
Constitution
attack.
Is very clear. Constitution is very clear that we have to have an election in November. So they'd have to amend it, right? Or just totally disregard it and then take it to the Supreme Court?
Constitution says I got a jury trial. I didn't get jury trials.
Yeah, there you go.
They're already positioning for World War III, and I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, Biden did send the F-16s to Ukraine, and Poland is mobilizing, where there was clips from years ago.
People think I'm just fear-mongering. No, we've never seen this in our lifetimes. This is horrible. Like, I want to sit here in a year and go, boy, we dodged a bullet, and I'm proven wrong. I don't want to be proven right. There's a good chance we're having a nuclear war. So,
I was just in church on Sunday, and all they could talk about was global warming and saving the planet. And by Bill Gates' TED Talk, all he could talk about was getting the population to zero and what we're going to do.
Yeah, they've taken over most of the big churches. I'm not putting you down, but what? Were you in a Methodist church? I mean, what was it?
Episcopal church.
Oh, of course. Yeah, the Episcopals, the Methodists, most of the Catholic churches, hell, most of the Protestant churches, they're all the same ecumenical New World Order. They're not Christian. Man, my mother grew up Southern Baptist and Methodist because both sides were family. So they would go to church a couple days a week to the First Methodist downtown and the Southern Baptist thing. And So I've been going to that thing since I've lived here in high school. Because I grew up in Dallas, but we moved here in high school. First Methodist. My mom hadn't been there in 10 years. 10 years ago, they literally got two women as the preachers. So, I mean, the, like people go, oh, God is the Pope a devil? You better believe he's a, I mean, you know, I'm not even blaming Catholics. I'm saying it's all getting taken over. Does that make sense?
No, 100%. I mean, the Episcopal Church, you just see it. They've been captured for years, especially, you know, where I'm at. My eyes are open. But I think there's going to be a global conflict that's going to create an environment where they cannot have an election. And you said it before, bird flu, power outage, solar flare, you know, spin the wheel. Whatever it hits, that's what happens.
Great point, Kyle. And I'm not like, oh, God, I'm such an old Texas family. My mom's family came here, Washington, Brazos, involved with everything, launching the whole deal, Colonel Travis, all of it. My dad's family goes back as far. But my mother cried. And she hates me telling these stories. Like 10 years ago when she stopped teaching Sunday school because it got so evil. I had ancestors 7-8 generations ago before they built the Capitol that was the first Methodist church down there. So our ancestors have like plaques on the wall building the damn thing. And it's just, it's gone, folks. You have to admit, these institutions, whether you're Catholic or Methodist or whatever it is, they don't belong to us anymore. They've been taken over. And it's just that simple. You know, getting into the Masons, President Washington lamented in letters that Masonry was a totally different deal and was getting taken over 240 years ago when he was president. There is a takeover of every institution, ladies and gentlemen, and you have to recognize that. We're going to go to break, start the next hour, and we're going to take a few more spaces commenters. But Gerald Celente is coming up, and he understands sometimes I steal a little time. We'll take a few more spaces commenters, and then that's it. And then Owen Schroyer, 1 hour from now, or 1 hour, 3 minutes from now, technically. Infowars.com/show, band.video, Relax Jones on X, and Owen Schroyer, the Cut Destroyer. And please support us. Big sale at InfowarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, and get a limited edition signed copies of fundraiser of my book, The Great Awakening, InfowarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.